Hi, friends. Welcome to Happily Even After. I'm Life Coach Jen, a certified life coach that specializes in relationships. I'm a mom of four awesome kids and one amazing son-in-law, a home decorator, a remodeler, a shopper, a scrabbler, and a snuggler. I want to help you with your relationships, mainly the relationship you have with yourself, your family, and God. Thanks for listening and letting me share the tools I have learned that can help you live happily, even after some of life's greatest challenges. Hey friends, welcome to today's episode. Recently, meaning in July, I got certified to be a breathwork coach by John Paul Crimi. And so you can look him up. He's really amazing at what he does. And so probably about a year ago, I had listened to a podcast and it talked about breathwork. And I thought that's so interesting because obviously we all breathe, right? But I did notice, especially going through divorce and different situations, that my breath was shallow. I could never catch my breath. My breathing, you know, would be off, or I just wouldn't just, I just probably wasn't breathing as well as I could. Also with, I have a son that has a lot of anxiety. And so we would do a lot of deep breathing, and I realized when I would do that, it felt amazing. I'd like breathe in through my nose and out through my mouth. We would do that 10 times, and it really helped calm me. So I was like, there's something to different types of breathing. And the more that I studied about my nervous system and understood that and learned that our emotions get stuck inside our nervous system, it just started making so much more sense why breath work would be such a valuable tool to learn. So I thought, I want to be trained, and I love doing in-person trainings. I have done some online, which is great, but I felt like breath work, it needed to be in person for me to get the full feel. So I flew to Colorado, spent 4 days with 25 amazing people, all from different walks of life, different ages. It was really amazing that, you know, just all these random people, we came together and learned from each other as well as from our amazing teacher, and learned how to guide a one-on-one session, how to guide a couple session, how to guide a group session. So if you've never heard of breath work, just have an open mind and think possibly maybe this could work for you. Because I was skeptical. I was like, really? But after doing enough breath work sessions, it is life-changing. And I'm really into different type of therapy. And I would call this therapy without talking. And so people that are uncomfortable sharing their feelings, sharing their emotions, they're thinking, how am I going to talk to someone for an hour or 2 hours? What am I going to say? Doing a breathwork session can be just as impactful, if not more impactful, than having a 1 to 2 hour talk therapy session. So this could be exactly what you've been looking for. And so I think it's just, for me, something, another tool in my toolkit of to help someone to release trauma, to release emotions from their body, because they get stuck inside of us. And so I just wanted to offer it to my clients as well as myself and anyone that was interested in breath work. And so that's why I wanted to learn and become a coach, so I could help people, because not everyone wants to talk about how they feel or what they have gone through. They need to have an experience, and that's what breathwork can offer someone, is an experience. Breathwork is kind of trendy right now. I don't know about in Utah. There are some places I've been Googling. Not a lot of places are offering breathwork, but for sure in California. That's where John Paul lives. And probably, of course, always East, West Coast. But it's becoming more popular, just like yoga is, I think, pretty mainstream. So breathwork is on that same path and trajectory of becoming like yoga. People have been practicing breathwork for thousands of years, and it has roots with yoga. So it's similar because you're laying on the floor. breathing. The basic idea of breathwork is to release toxins and stress when you breathe out and nourish your mind and body when you breathe in. Benefits of breathwork. Research on breathwork is promising. So some benefits of breathwork: it alkalizes your blood pH. It's an anti-inflammatory effect on your body, and it can elevate your mood. Breathwork may also have a positive impact on your central nervous system. When you feel stressed, your breath tends to become fast and shallow. This limits the oxygen entering your bloodstream, and your brain tells your body that there is a threat, and your body responds in fight or flight. So when you take time to slow down and purposely breathe deep and slowly, you tell your brain that everything is okay, and your brain communicates to your body that it's safe to relax. The fight or flight response decreases and your body can begin to function normally again. Okay, some other pros of breathwork are balanced blood pressure, more time in deep sleep, reduction of PTSD and feelings of trauma, stronger respiratory function, better immune system, release of stress hormones from your body. Some emotional benefits may include fewer feelings of depression and anxiety, better mental focus, decrease in addictive behaviors, allowing emotional scars to heal, better outlook on life, contentment, and joy. So there's a lot of benefits to breathwork, and there are lots of types of breathwork. The one that I was trained in is called conscious continued breathing, and it's when you lay down on the floor and you breathe a deep breath through your belly, a smaller breath through your chest, and an exhale out. And it's conscious, so meaning it's continued breathing through your mouth, which is not totally normal, right? We breathe through our nose normally. But you can do this for, if you're a beginner, 12 to 15 minutes of breathing through your mouth. And what I've experienced when breathing this way, even in 12 to 15 minutes, now the longest time you would want to do this type of breath work is no more than 30 minutes. So if someone's telling you to do this longer, that's not healthy. It's not okay. It could be just not good. 30 minutes is plenty of time, but beginners, 12 to 15 minutes of breathing through your mouth this way. And what happens is it activates your nervous system, which causes maybe your body to shake, your body to feel cold. You could feel like a little like you're floating. Some tingling happens. Sometimes you cry, because what happens is we stuff our emotions in our body. Most of us do not feel our emotions, and they could be there for 20, 30, 50 years and or different traumas that have happened to us. And it's not like when you do a breathwork session, you have all these memories come up. You could, but what it is just your body is able to release those feelings that you felt at the time, those emotions, and it releases, and it sometimes releases through emotion of crying. So it doesn't mean like if you start crying a lot that, oh my gosh, I have all this trauma. It just means that's how your body is releasing. It could release through shaking, yawning, laughing. So many different ways. But it is just another way to get those emotions out of you, which is so healthy. It's going to help you sleep better. It's going to help you. I gave all those things that it's going to help you feel better and honestly have more energy and feel more alive and totally de-stress you from your life. So if you're feeling super stressed, a breathwork session would be an amazing thing to do. And we all have stress in our lives. Breathwork requires focus, so it can take time to develop your ability to concentrate on the techniques. And the thing that I love about being a breathwork guide is that I'm with the person. You're doing it one-on-one. I'm with you. I'm guiding you. It's about an hour to an hour and a half session. And it's not because you're doing this breath for no longer than 12 or 15 minutes, but we have the initial talking beforehand. I have you write a letter, start stirring your emotions. You do the breath work all while listening to music and talking, telling you, giving you affirmations. And then the cool down is my favorite part. And so your body can experience and relax into what you just experienced through the breath work. So it's really such a, it's a way to meditate without sitting there thinking, don't think of that, don't think of that. I think it's hard for people to be sit still and meditate for like, I mean, I'm like 3 minutes and I'm like done. So this is a beautiful way to have that same experience in a longer time period, because I think meditation is so important for the health and well-being of our bodies and our minds, because our minds and bodies are so connected. It's just another way to have an experience and to release all that stress, all that trauma, all the emotions that have gotten stuck inside of us. So if you have any questions or are curious about breathwork, I'd love to answer them. You can contact me via my email, my Instagram. I'm going to be offering some free sessions as well as maybe some group classes. This is something you can do online, but I think you get such like a more powerful experience by doing it in person. And so if you can find a place, just try it. See if you like it. See if it's for you, because maybe it could be the best thing you've ever done for yourself and a way to have an experience to heal, because you can't heal what you don't feel. And this is a beautiful way to feel things and to heal things, and by just by breathing. And I know that you've done something so much harder than lay on the floor and breathe. And so it's not anything to be scared about. It's just maybe a little different, but I promise you're going to just be totally fine. And it could be just what you were looking for. So thanks so much for listening. Have an amazing day. If you want to learn how to live happily even after, sign up for my email at lifecoachjen.com. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Happily Even After Podcast. Let's work together to create your happily even after.